This is Burr Deming, along with our virtual fictitious assistant,
that would be me,
at fairandunbalanced.com, in association with Mad Mike's America, discussing the question, why is there a Ferguson Police Department? The most fundamental question about the Ferguson Police Department is seldom asked, even by the angriest of protesters. Demonstrations do continue in Ferguson, a few miles from here.
They are peaceful. The Missouri National Guard is gone.
The controversy remains. What exactly happened in the altercation between the teenager and the officer? Like an old Polaroid photo, the account of the police officer slowly comes into focus. The evidence, so far, does not contradict what we know of that account, but it is becoming an intellectual chore to reconcile the evidence with the unofficial official story. Witness statements differ from each other just enough to be credible. Video evidence is indirect, starting just after the last shots were fired. New audio evidence could support more than one version if it turns out to be the real thing.
The wider issue involves history that flows from structure.
Statistics tell part of the story. St. Louis County Police are notably professional. There is only one organization in the world, the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies, that accredits police departments. Only 7% of United States police forces are able to get that accreditation. St. Louis County is one of those. That commission has a special award, the Tri-Arc Award. Only 6 police departments in the history of the world have ever gotten that award. The St. Louis County Police Department is one of those 6.
Every part of St. Louis County can get protection from that highly professional police department.
So why do so many small municipalities have their own departments? Why the additional layer of protection? Turns out the answer is money. Ferguson and other little municipalities don't really pay for their additional layer of police protection. The small police departments pay them. They bring in more money than they cost. They get that profit mostly from traffic fines. Court costs also generate revenue since they are imposed on defendants. Defendants who can't pay are arrested and go to jail.
Ferguson has a population of a little more than 20,000. 32,975 arrest warrants were issued last year, mostly in traffic court.
Ferguson issues more traffic tickets and collects more fines than there are residents in that small jurisdiction. Traffic fines fall disproportionately on minorities and on poor people. At family gatherings, we sometimes talk about what detours to take to avoid time-consuming random traffic stops that are not really so random. When you travel through the northern part of St. Louis County, you will occasionally find yourself trying to get around a driver going exactly the speed limit or a little less. Cell phone users who imagine they are multitasking compose part of this small annoyance. Elderly drivers who compensate with care for a declining reaction time are also part of it. Often, the slow driver is a black commuter, keenly aware of which vehicle operators municipal police are likely to target. The police treatment that we expect to receive does affect what we do. When the community sees itself as the natural prey of the police who are nominally assigned to protect, little reaction is possible that does not involve caution combined with resentment. When the practical purpose of a department is more collection than protection, a few officers can see themselves as natural predators.
Nationally, the percentage of police officers accused by the public of excessive force is less than 1%.
In Ferguson, the rate is 13%. There is a multiplying effect in both of those rates. Some of those officers are accused of multiple instances of excessive force. For a few, there were accusations before coming to Ferguson, while they were with other police departments. A friend of mine in another small municipal police department died from a heart attack a few months after my loved one and I were married. He looked forward to meeting her. I looked forward to introducing them. She and I attended his funeral. He had introduced revisions in standards of conduct in his own department. He pushed for their enforcement. He was popular among his colleagues. I not only would like to believe that most area police officers have similar personal standards, I do, in fact, believe that. The real issue is not whether most police officers are professional. The issue is not even one of bad apples. The issue is structural. Unless these small subdivisions, these little municipalities, are prohibited from using the police as profit centers, police professionals will face a hard struggle if they want a better answer to the most existential question. It is a question that especially applies to Ferguson, Missouri. Why does this police department even exist? This is Bird Deming, along with our virtual fictitious assistant,
that would be me,
at fairandunbalanced.com, in association with Mad Mike's America.